Hail to the Comedy Kingdom!
Hail to the Comedy Kingdom! Hail to this realm of mirth! Here's to our queen, may she live and call her. Here's to her subject, when we laugh all over the world. Away your troubles, cast aside your blue. Just wear a smile, you will find it all the style in the Comedy Kingdom.
Of mirth. Long laugh, Queen Elvia.
Hello, you merry subjects. A royal welcome to the Comedy Kingdom. Now, your only passport is a smile, and the only thing you must leave outside the boundary is a case of the blues. Make yourselves at home in our realm of gaiety, laughter, and song. This time, we're entertaining royalty, and most befittingly, too, is our first greeting to you from the Comedy Kingdom. Where's my Prime Minister, Joe Blow?
Here I am, Queenie.
All right. What's the first matter to be considered, Joe?
The first thing is this, Your Majesty. Here are three girls who have a complaint.
Goodness, what seems to be the trouble?
They were sent here from a neighboring kingdom to pay their homage to you, Queen. And they couldn't find you.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yes, your face red.
I've got a royal flush. Well, who are these girls?
They call themselves the Rhythm Your Majesty, but they finally found you.
Oh, they did they? Well, where was I?
Long ago, once upon a time, there was a queen in the land of nursery rhyme. She had a bad bread and honey she had every evening when tea time came. If the king on his business went to view his troops or to open parliament, his cavalcade would be always delayed and the heralds would all proclaim, here comes the king. But where was the queen? The queen was in the parlor. She was darning socks. Cause the blooming empire, it had grown in the rocks. The king was getting ready, had to go to town. Though I hate to say so, he was hopping the crowd. He told the queen the royal exchequer had been overdrawn. The dough was gone. She replied, it's no time for fooling. Better get a job or we'll be in the bread line. Moral of the story is never be a king. If you haven't money, it's a terrible thing. It's a terrible thing.
Well, I was certainly in the funny, but after all, what's the queen without her jack?
Oh.
Well, Prime Minister, what's the next audience?
Here's a king who's come to the Comedy Kingdom to find a pester or an Esther or a clown.
That's all right. Who is he?
King Broder of Broder and McDonald.
Hey, where'd he go? Where'd he go? Why, King, old boy, oh, King, here you are. Here you are, King. You know, I've been looking all over for you, fella. Hiya. Yippee and stuff.
Well, well, well. So you're the new lad who's trying out for court justice,
yeah,
eh? Tell me, where did you work before you came
when
here?
I worked in a glue factory. In a glue factory, see, King?
Yeah?
But I got kicked out on account I had an argument with the boss.
Well, what happened?
He gave me a paste in the mouth.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Besides being a jester, what else do you
what
do?
What do I do? I'm a sculptor.
I thought you looked like a chiseler.
Funny man. Look, I'm a funny man. No kidding, King. You know, just last week, I designed the bust of the Duke of Ipswich. It was designed as a fountainhead.
And how did he like it?
He said it was a spitting image of him, King.
Oh. Well, you're very clever, aren't you?
I'm some fun, I am, sure, but I'm not as clever as my brother, though. He watches money.
Watches money?
Yeah, he's a spy in a mint.
Oh, I see, a mint spy.
A mint bummer. Some joke, I'll say. He's smart, all right. You know, he's awfully funny. Well, you know, we used to work in a circus together.
A circus?
Yeah.
Sells floto?
No, sells peanuts, King. Sells. You know, we wrote a song when we was in the circus.
Yeah?
We wrote one about one of the freaks. Would you like to hear it? It's called The India Rubber Man.
Why, of course I'd like to hear it. The India Rubber Man, eh?
Yeah.
Whatever happened to him?
Oh, he got arrested. He's doing a stretch up the river now.
What a snap.
Tell us, King, tell us. Harry, it's a high-minded, sane, and sensational show. You'll enjoy it, you'll enjoy it. Step a little closer, folks, a little closer. Now, you've heard of the man on the flying trapeze, and you know of the tattooed lady. But there's one circus freak that you've all yet to meet. A tad, and I don't mean maybe. Oh, fie on the guy who can form an ape with his spine. Now, he's nasty and yellow, this beast of a fellow. You can see him for a dime. Oh, slap, spat, the lap on the rat who can stretch like a rubber band. Now my gal turned me down for the sideshow clown, the India Rubber Man. Hit it, King.
Whoa, the India Rubber, the India Rubber, the India Rubber Man. Now what my gal saw in the shop I'll never understand. He stole my honey, my little bunny, who was my pride and joy. And so therefore she married the dope and was blessed with a bouncing
Broder has found his jester, because after all, what's an India rubber man but solid sap? Aha! If my ears betray me not, doth that not sound like my court troubadour?
Yes, Queenie, it doth. It is none other than Tony Romano.
Welcome, Tony Romano. The Queen commands thee to bring a new message of hope to all the spinster ladies of the Comedy Kingdom. Sing, Tony.
I never knew that love could do the things it does until one day you came my way. I wear a smile and all the while my heart is gay. My lips caress you, I possess you. Love is king, sorrow doesn't mean a thing. Sky, blue, sunny, shining blue, you are mine and love is king. You're my queen, joy supreme, sweet dreams now are real it seems, since you're mine, dear, love is king. I had to fight for love or else let it pass me by, dear. But how could I lose our battle of hearts with Cupid for my spy, dear? Long live love, it came to us from a
Yes, love is king. Long live the king. Joe, didn't you have a report to make of your recent visit to our neighboring kingdom of Allinvania?
Yes, Your Majesty.
Well, go right ahead.
The story of King Henry VI, or the 7th, or the 8th. The 8th, 8th. Who'll make it 8? I'll make it 8. Ah, sold for 8 to little Elmer Putzentucket. It was in the year 1865, 1776, 1490, well, that was a long time ago. A whole nation, a big crowd of people, a lot of people, there were a couple of guys there. It was way up in the northern part of it. You go under, you pass over in between a couple. It was right. I don't know where it was. The king entered the court with a hop, skip, and a jump. He was doing the shim-shim. He was trying. Well, he got there. Clouds hung heavy over the sun didn't shine. It was dark as pit. You couldn't see a hand. It was night court. The king picked up his axe or the hammer or the gavel. Yeah, he picked it up. And he pounded on the bench. And he said, what did he say? He said, knock, knock. No. He said, order. Order in the court. Order, order. And the queen said, I'll have ham and eggs. No. Excuse me, kingy. And up jumped the court jester. Who are you? Cried the king. The jester said he. Jester who? Oh, jester itsy bitsy boy. Trying to get a Whereupon the king arose in all his majesty, beheaded the queen, and said, here, take this one. In rode the king's son on his gallant charger. Oh, the king's son, he's a swell. You'd like him. He was a nice little... He was a swell. He was a prince. He said, hiya, pappy, what's doing? Oh, what's going on here? And the king said, oh, just an old-fashioned barbecue. And the cannons roared, lightning, pandemonium, there was a lot of trouble. Pandemonium rained. It rained and it rained, and oh, how it rained for 40 days and 40 nights. No, that was a Johnstown flood. And the whole court stood up and they said, hey, king, it's all wet. No. And the king rose slowly to his feet, smiled sweetly, and said, okay, kids, court adjourned.
The king's horses, the king's men, marched down the street and they marched back again. The king's horses and the king's men.
Of entertaining you, and we'll be waiting for our next chance to give you a warm, royal welcome to the Comedy Kingdom. And remember, uneasy lies the head that wears a frown.